The board approved the 2020-2021 negotiated agreement. The salary schedule will be maintained for the 2020-2021 school year. Step and column movement will be maintained for all who are eligible on the agreement. With the agreement being ratified prior to September 1st, the pay adjustments will be included in the September 1st payroll. This is the first payment for teachers. The board was looking at a 4% average increase that is agreed to, which includes maintaining the salary schedule and an additional $100 at each step and an additional $500 to the base of the schedule. Now, due to the uncertain times and funding for the next school year, the increase will be received in stages, beginning with a 2% increase and then additional percents added depending on the level of potential funding or loss on what we're looking at for the 2020-21 school year. There are also changes to the supplemental salary schedule that included SPED supplemental will be increased to a S5 on the schedule. Also, FCCLA sponsor will be modified to read as FCCLA sponsor slash educators rising sponsor. In-service timing will be brought into alignment with the duty day. The number of contracted days will be reduced by one day. The reduction will occur on the final day of spring parent-teacher conferences. Teachers will be required to document additional parent contact time during that semester. The language will be modified to continue the attendance incentive pilot for the 2020-2021 school year. All references to the MLP or My Learning Plan will be changed to the PD management software in the agreement, and the appendix section will be reviewed and updated if necessary. The mandatory 4-hour timesheet will also be added and was approved in the agreement.